United States.
The Budget Modelling Wars. A Settling of Scores. How Fiscal Nerds Determine the Fate of Legislation in America.
James Carville's oft-quoted line needs updating. Bill Clinton's political advisor once quipped that he would like to be reincarnated as the bond market so that he could intimidate everybody. It is now a group of fiscal nerds called budget scorekeepers who have more clout in determining the fate of American legislation. This has set the stage for a battle about how best to calculate the costs and benefits of tax and spending proposals. Officially, two scorekeepers matter. The Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, gauges the impact of nearly all federal bills, from minimum wage increases to health insurance reforms. The Joint Committee on Taxation, or JCT, focuses on tax changes. Both are nonpartisan, and their conclusions can make or break legislation by showing whether it is good value. This elevated status has turned the scorekeepers into lightning rods for criticism. In an op-ed last year, Elizabeth Warren, a left-wing Democratic senator, said their budget modelling practices had led to the routine underfunding of critical programs. It is not just Democrats who get frustrated. In 2017, Republicans dropped a plan to repeal Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act soon after the CBO estimated that doing so would strip health insurance from more than 20 million Americans. The outsized importance of budget scores has given rise to more external efforts to replicate and challenge them. In 2016, Kent Smetters, a former CBO economist, now at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton Business School, launched a model for testing policies. Members of Congress kept telling me that they would love to get analysis before they put stakes in the ground, he says. His objective is not to mimic the CBO, but to establish his model as an authority in its own right. When the Biden administration pushed for a giant climate plus social spending package in 2021, Joe Manchin, a Democratic senator, cited cost estimates from Penn Wharton, double those of the White House, as a reason to withhold support. The American Prospect, a left-wing magazine, called it the Beltway's favorite bogus budget model. Mr. Smetters observes that, like the CBO itself, his model's findings have offended all parts of the political spectrum. Let's have a numbers-based, model-based disagreement instead of the implicit advocacy that often happens with economists, he says. Enter the budget lab at Yale, which relishes such a disagreement. Launched in April, it was co-founded by Biden administration alumni who felt the fiscal process placed too much weight on budget scores and too little on broader outcomes. Martha Gimbel, a former economic advisor in the White House, notes that the 10-year budget window, the main time frame for evaluating fiscal effects, is biased against investments in children and the environment. No 5-year-old has ever paid for themselves in 10 years, apart from maybe Taylor Swift, she jokes. Even within the 10-year window, there is much scope for different outcomes depending on assumptions. For example, raising the top marginal rate for long-term capital gains from 20% to 25%, a policy proposal scored by the JCT in 2021, would yield more revenue, but would also lead some investors to refrain from realizing their gains. The JCT concluded that the higher tax would bring in about $120 billion over a decade. But with softer assumptions about tax avoidance, receipts could be twice as high. The official scorekeepers reject the claim that they are too narrow. The 10-year window is a congressional rule for measuring budgets. A longer time frame would cause more forecasting errors. And legislators are free to ask the scorekeepers to score other things. Philip Swagel, the CBO's director, notes that his agency examined the return on infrastructure over a 30-year period and that it is running similar estimates for hepatitis C treatment and anti-obesity drugs. "We want Congress to go where they want to go," he says. The various budget models make clear that none of this is simple. The CBO's cost estimates for the Inflation Reduction Act, Joe Biden's signature climate law, ran to 35 pages of tables. At Penn Wharton, Mr. Smetters wants his models to be more accessible for outsiders, but they are built on top of complex coding. As for the Yale Budget Lab, it is not yet 2 months old and has already published 10 separate methodology notes. Predicting the future is impossible. Modeling it is possible, but debatable and damn hard.